I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 996. Thank God for road construction. That's correct. You heard me right. Thank God for road construction. You say, really? That's not our usual attitude, is it? At least here in the Seattle area, the road construction on I-5 has been literally going on for decades. You could always count on a slowdown right at the Tacoma Dome, no matter what time of day. But is road construction ever good? Of course, especially the road construction that leads to Christmas. This podcast is called T2G, or The Two Greatest, because we know the greatest commandments of all are what our lives are really all about. Using our lives, our breath, our energy, our relationships, our conversation to love God and to love those around us. Here we ask the question, what would it look like if Jesus, the living Lord, were living his life of love through us? To do that well, there needs to be some road construction. In Isaiah chapter 40, the prophet talks a lot about it. We have phrases like, make straight in a desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, every mountain and hill made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Well, that's spiritual bulldozing, front-end loading, grader and dump truck time. And don't miss the point of all that construction. It's to make a highway for our God. In other words, it's all about making it easy as possible, for God to arrive in our very lives. You've got mountains coming down and valleys coming up. You've got new pavement being put down on the highway, so there's a smooth, easy access entry for the Almighty. You say, okay, Pastor Tim, but how? How will this entry happen? I mean, we are weak, fragile, broken people. What's going to make the difference? Isaiah answers that in verses 6 to 8. A voice says, cry. And I said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers and the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows on it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Oh, don't miss the Bible buts. Yeah, we're weak. Yeah, we're fragile. Yeah, we can be blown over easily, but not God's word. Mark picks up this prophecy of spiritual road construction as he begins his gospel. There you see John the Baptist as the construction worker, preparing the way in people's hearts to receive Jesus as the Messiah. And just like Israel of old in Isaiah, we too are returning from our exile in sin. We too are repenting, that is, rethinking what is good and right and true. We too are preparing our hearts for the coming King. Here's the great question. What rough spots do you have in your life that need to be smoothed out to better prepare for the full entry of Jesus into our life this Christmas? Let's pray. Come, Lord Jesus. Help us, Holy Spirit, to make the way smooth. If there are mountains that need to be lowered or valleys that need to be raised, Lord, do that in our life. Road construction is never easy. It's not quick. Sometimes it's inconvenient, but do the work in our lives that you need to do so that you can come fully into our life, our family, our church, our community, our world. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Help us to welcome the road construction you need to do even today in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 997. In the meantime, we all need a little construction, don't we? I mean, maybe you're too high and you need to level that mountain of pride or arrogance or judgmentalism. It all needs to go. Or maybe you're too low. Your valley needs to be raised up because you need to remember you are forgiven. You are God's child. So believe it and live like it. I don't know what it looks like for you this Christmas season. And I never thought I'd say it, but here goes. Thank God for road construction.